wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're working our way through Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, we find the little phrase, Thy Word. Thy Word is used some 35 times. And then there's another one that's actually in another psalm. But we're going to be looking at Thy Word. So we're going to be in Psalm 119. If you can find a Bible, if you have a Bible nearby, go and find it and join us today as we consider the Word of God. While you're going there, I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. We'd love for you to come over and visit. And also, we have a Facebook page. Just look us up under Consider His Word and like our Facebook page. But at the website, there you'll find a number of resources. You'll find a place where you can order a book that I wrote a number of years ago. And if you'd like to go back and listen to all of these programs in this series about Thy Word, you can go back and hear these from the beginning. And they're marked there at the website. Again, www.considerhisword.org. And then one more thing. We would love to hear from you. So from the website, send us a note or email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and know where you're hearing this program today. So let's get at the Psalms. We've already looked at a few of these, and so we're ready for verse 16. This will be the third one now that we're looking at. We've looked at several before, and so we're continuing this series on. And we'll look at two or three of these today. I'm not sure how far we'll be able to get. In verse 16 of Psalm 119, the psalm says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now remember, Psalm 119 is all about the word of God. And it says it in several different ways. The word of God is referred to as statutes and commandments and so on. And so here he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. To delight means that I would enjoy it, take joy out of God's statutes, be able to read the word of God and find joy in reading. Now, this is important. Do you read the word of God? Are you in the word of God every day? Do you have a devotion time, a quiet time with the Lord when you read his word? There's so many different ways that you can read the word of God, whether you read it through in a year, or whether you read certain chapters on certain days, or maybe you're reading through the Gospels this year. However you do it, delight in the Word of God. Enjoy the Word of God. You know, sometimes we study the Word of God and we get deep into the Word of God and we enjoy that. But sometimes just reading it, there is joy in the Word of God and taking joy in what God says. So we're talking about here in statutes. Statutes are what God says, his laws, his promises, and everything that God says. So he says, I'll delight myself in thy statutes. And then he says, I will not forget thy word. To not forget means I'll remember. I'll tell you, it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget sometimes having that daily time in the Word of God. But you know, if you begin to read the Word of God and you read it every day, you have a place where you sit down or a place where you can go and your Bible is there and perhaps your notebook is there, maybe a devotional is there. You can pick it up and read it, and you do that every day, every day. There comes a point that it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, you know what happens? If you don't read it, you're going to miss it. And if you don't read it every day, or if you're in the habit and you miss that one day, the day just won't go right. That happens to me. If I get busy and I get so tied up in things that somehow I don't have that time to set aside. And I know it happens. It happens to me. And when it happens to me, I cannot wait to get back to opening the Word of God and picking up where I left off reading and read those next few chapters and those next few pages. And we forget. He says, I will not forget. This was a commitment to the Lord. I will not forget to read the Word of God. I will not forget thy Word. Now, more specifically here, he's saying, I won't ignore the Word of God. It's not just a matter of it slipping away or slipping out of his mind. He's saying, I will remember your Word. I will not ignore the Word of God. And sometimes when we have problems or when we have trials, and the answers for us and the direction for us is in the Word of God. Sometimes we just ignore the Word of God. We don't want to know what it says. The psalmist said, I will not forget thy Word. The next one is in the very next verse. In verse 17, he goes on to say, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy Word. To deal bountifully is talking about blessing. Bless me. Bless thy servant. Deal bountifully with me. God gives us such great blessings every day. He is so good to us and gives us wonderful blessings every day. And this is a prayer. He says, deal bountifully. Pour out those blessings upon thy servant. Notice how he refers to himself as thy servant. Certainly, David was a servant of the Lord. He says that I may live and keep thy Word. Now, we're going to come across the word keep a number of times in this Bible study. And I want you to keep this in mind, that when you see the word keep, it could be one of two ways. It could mean one of two things. Sometimes, depending on what Hebrew word is used, sometimes keep means to hold something as though it were precious. Keeping something as though it was very important to you and very precious to you. I think I mentioned before, I have a pocket knife that my father gave me. It's one of the only things I have left that my father gave me. And it's very precious to me. And so I keep it. It's tucked away in a box. It's all wrapped up. And I keep it. But the other way the word keep is used is as in obey. Like we say sometimes to keep the law. Or keep the Word of God. And here in Psalm 119:17, that's the way he's using it here. He's saying that I will keep thy word, I will obey thy word. Now put it all together. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep or and obey thy word. So important that we're obeying the Word of God. Let's move on to the next one. Psalm 119 and verse 25. Says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. To cleave to the dust simply means to fall down to the ground. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. We're talking here about humility. He's as low as he can get. Have you heard the phrase, lower than a snake's belly? Well, that's where he's at. He says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. So quicken thou me according to thy word. Quicken means to bring life, raise me up, revive me. Quicken means to make alive. So notice we go from cleaving to the dust as low as we can get to being made alive, brought to life. He's saying, raise me up according to thy word. And God's word will bring us life. God's word will refresh us. God's word will give you revival in your heart. That's why it's important that you spend some time in it, because God will give you that life in his word. A few more verses down, we see 119 verse 28. He says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Melteth simply means to droop down. Or it means to drip or to droop down. Some think that this might be a reference to crying an abundance of tears. He says it's because of heaviness. Do you have a heaviness, a burden that weighs you down? And your soul melts, it just drops down for the burden, the heaviness, the sorrow. Maybe it's mourning through the loss of a loved one. And so he says, strengthen thou me according to thy word. You know what he's saying? I'm so low. I'm so sorrowful. I'm so down because of this heaviness. So now quicken me in verse 25. And now in verse 28, he says, strengthen thou me. Stand me up. Make me strong. Have you ever heard someone referred to as a strong Christian? Might be somebody in your church or somebody that you know. Maybe it's a relative, and people say, oh, she or perhaps he is such a strong Christian. Well, you know how they got strong? It was by growing in the Lord, by spending time in his word, by learning of him and learning about him and being strengthened by the word of God. The word of God will strengthen your faith. It will make you strong. It'll give you, equip you to stand against the devil. It'll equip you to be able to witness to somebody else. But you see, the word of God will also strengthen you in your spirit that you could face anything, no matter what trial comes, no matter what hard time comes, the word of God can strengthen you. And we're going to continue looking at some more of these next week. So join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider God's word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.